Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and today is day 37 of our 40 days of Teshuvah audio devotional. And today is day 7 for the 10 days of awe as we count down towards Yom Kippur. Again, Psalm 51 and Psalm 27 are psalms that we read daily and meditate upon. The theme of Psalm 51 is to create in us a clean heart and to renew a right spirit within us. And Psalm 27 is prayer for His protection and blessings. The goal of El Het is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua, and to be conformed to His image. And Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because He does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress, and this is time to do spiritual house cleaning. Again, we are in the 10 days of awe, time to measure our spiritual growth and make amends where needed prior to Yom Kippur. My spiritual annual review days of awe, day 7. Again, if you have the book, in the back of the book, there's actually a journal that you could use for this. Regarding family, Joshua 24:15. Choose for yourself whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Has your family put God first in this past year, or have you put other gods, pleasures, time, and money before Him? In what ways did you fall short of serving Him? Have we repented of false gods in our lives? And in what ways can we improve our family's commitment to serve God in the new year? El Het 38, for the sin we have sinned before you by vain oath-taking. The evening service that begins Yom Kippur is commonly known as Kol Nidri, named for the prayer that begins a service. Kol Nidri means all vows, and in this prayer, we ask God to annul all personal vows we have made in the past year. It refers only to vows between the person making them and God, such as, if I pass this test, I'll pray every day for the next 6 months. Making vows before God is a serious thing. We should not make a vow if we have no intention of keeping it. What does the word say about making vows? Ecclesiastes 5:4. If you make a vow to God, don't delay in discharging it. For God takes no pleasure in fools, so discharge your vow. Better not to make a vow than to make a vow and not discharge it. Don't let your words make you guilty, and don't tell the temple official that you made the vow by mistake. Why give God reason to be angry at what you say and destroy what you have accomplished? Again, this is Ecclesiastes 5:4-6, and in the Jewish Bibles it would be 3-5, and that was a complete Jewish Bible translation. Matthew 5:34-37, but I tell you not to swear at all, not by heaven because it is God's throne, not by the earth because it is His footstool, and not by Yerushalayim because it is the city of the great King. And don't swear by your head, because you can't make a single hair white or black. Just let your yes be a simple yes, and your no a simple no. Anything more than this has its origin in evil. Jeremiah 7:5-10. No, but if you really improve your ways and actions, if you really administer justice between people, if you stop oppressing foreigners, orphans, and widows, and if you stop shedding innocent blood in this place, and if you stop following after other gods to your own harm, then I will let you stay in this place, in the land I give to your ancestors forever and ever. Look, you are relying on deceitful words that you can't do, that can't do you any good. First you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, offer to Baal, and go after other gods that you haven't known. Then you come and stand before me in this house that bears my name and say, we are saved, so that you can go on doing those abominations. Ecclesiastes 5:2. Do not be not rash with your mouth, and let not your heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou art upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. We need to be people of our word. If we say we are going to do something, then we need to do it. Have we in the past year promised God that we would do something and not do it? Let us go forward and not make empty vows, but be a people of our word to God and to others. Again, for the mistakes we committed before you through vain oath-taking. One of the Ten Commandments is not to take God's name in vain. Integral to our relationship with God is a degree in which we show Him proper respect. Ask yourself, have I been careful not to utter God's name casually? Or worse yet, I swear to God. When I use God's name in a blessing or prayer, do I concentrate on the deep meaning of His name? Have I sworn or promised falsely while invoking God's name? Again, this little opening in our head, just before, below our nose, constantly is getting us into trouble. And one of the greatest disciplines that we have in our life is to control our words. And again, we are all guilty of this. Nobody is not guilty. Some are more, maybe more disciplined than others. But again, it's not to say that we can't all become disciplined in this area. To sanctify our mouths, to sanctify our words, to control our temper, to control what we say. So often we blur things out so quickly. We make promises to God without thinking if we can really do what we have promised, or again, thinking that we are going to talk God into doing something if we promise Him back that we will do this. We should be obedient because we love Him. You know, it's amazing how many times as we go through the Elhet prayer that it talks about our words and the sins of our words. I remember when I was a new believer, I was guilty of this. Oh, Father, if you help me through this, I promise I'll do this or I'll do that. Again, bargaining with God instead of what Yeshua said, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything more than that is evil. Father, once again we ask you that we would circumcise our lips, that we could control the words that come out of our mouth, the thoughts that are in our mind as well, Father, that we do not speak our mind, because many times when we speak our mind, it is contrary to the word. Let the words that are in our spirit flow out of our mouths, because that is, Yeshua said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and we need to make sure that our hearts are filled with the word. Father, forgive us of not being disciplined with our words and saying things that we shouldn't say and speaking forth things that we shouldn't speak. Even in the area of curse words or again, vain words, words that are contrary to your will, words that are against your will. Father, as we come upon this Yom Kippur season, Father, that we would, again, search our hearts and make a solid commitment to watch the words that come out of our mouth, to weigh them carefully, and to think before we speak, as your word says that we are to be quick to listen and slow to speak. Father, help us not to be rash in our words or rash in our vows, especially to you and then to others, Father. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy, Father, but your grace and mercy is not an excuse for us to sin or not live a holy, sanctified life or not sanctify our lips. Father, we just thank you for your forgiveness when we truly repent, that the blood of Yeshua cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Thank you for your patience with us, Father. And Father, I just thank you in this coming year that we will be stronger in you. Our faith will be stronger in you, Father. Our words, Father, will speak forth your word, Father. And our words, Father, will be weighed sincerely, Father, that we will be careful what we say, Father. In Yeshua's name, amen.